woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay, wow, it feels like not a summer day
not
today.
Not at all.
I'm going to be 19 for the high. It's 11 right now. So if you're a hot boy like me, and I don't mean looks, I just mean just physically you're very hot all the time. It's kind of a nice day for you. I actually was able to sleep last night.
Look
it's beautiful.
At you.
It's great.
Cooling off.
Summer Side Hustle. We actually have our first winner. Now, if you haven't heard about the $25,000 Summer Side Hustle, it gets you $1,000 every day for listening to Virgin Radio. We got another word for you to be entering at 99.9virginradio.ca at 8 o'clock this morning. So, winner at 7:45, you enter at 8, we'll get you that $1,000 by tomorrow. And let's check in with the people that are here. TJ's not because he's on vacation. Jerk.
Miss you, baby.
What about you, Jax? What's up?
Well, you're just saying it's a little bit cool today, but don't get used to that because Toronto is expected to be hotter and wetter this summer.
Really?
Yeah, according to meteorologists and climatologists, we're going to have like a super hot summer, but it's also going to be moist. So expect thunder showers. And Adam, you're not going to be able to sleep.
Great.
Too bad.
Producer Jesse.
I'm going to talk politics here for a second.
Oh, God.
Canada has a new liaison to the French.
Yep.
Justin
what?
Bieber.
Oh,
he
no.
Excuse me?
He met with the president of France.
He met with Emmanuel Macron? Really?
Yeah,
why?
Him and Haley posed with a picture in the, whatever the equivalent.
The Tuileries.
Is that what it's called?
Tuileries
the Oval
Palace,
Office of
yeah.
France? Yeah, yeah. They went there to France yesterday, and they took a picture with the president.
All right.
Why? We don't know. To meet Justin Bieber.
We learned a couple weeks ago on trivia that Justin Bieber can speak French, so...
Can he well, though?
I haven't heard him speak French, right. But according to the internet,
I bet he can speak French like I can speak French. Like, I remember that they tried to make me conjugate verbs, but that's all I can remember.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm not sure if you saw this, but the city of Toronto, I think, you know, with the best intentions, put pride flags on our garbage trucks.
Yeah.
And the community is maybe not thrilled about that for a couple of reasons.
So much.
So we'll get to that in a couple of songs. In the meantime, it's the guy who apparently can speak French. It's Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's get some out of the way. Any support for Pride during Pride Month is important.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that we recognize.
Absolutely.
But there are certain places where it's like... Thank you, but I'm not really sure this is the place. And one of those places is the Toronto garbage truck fleet. And again, it's great that we're into this, right? However, the city of Toronto, it was revealed through social media on Friday that the newly modified garbage trucks will look exactly like the same blue old garbage trucks, except they'll have a big rainbow flag tacked onto the sides. And the caption was, Happy Pride TO, hashtag City of TO. We're proud to celebrate diversity, love, and inclusion. Keep an eye out for one of the city's Pride waste collection trucks on the streets this month. People aren't happy about this.
It's just, you know, when I was a young girl, I never thought, I can't wait to one day live as my authentic lesbian self with my garbage truck fleet. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't like... And I get, and I'm so happy, and I'm sure that within the city, there are so many allies, and a lot of people in the community also work for the city. But I just wonder how this was approved, and also, why didn't they just donate the money that this would have cost? Like, there's so many amazing charities and organizations around the city that instead of putting, you know, however much money they put into it, they were like, here's a nice donation from the city.
So it's doing rather than showing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And I just, like...
Knowing the city, though, there's probably so much bureaucracy around giving money to anything that they probably, like, this is probably the only thing they're allowed to do.
It just doesn't make me feel good about being gay.
No.
You know? It doesn't. And I get, like, the gestures there, but you guys can do better.
Yeah, okay.
And it's an old flag, too. It's odd.
So, it's not that's important,
yes.
I think.
So it's not inclusionary of, like, you know, the pan community or the asexual community or also the trans community.
Old, like, it's the original rainbow flag.
It's the original rainbow flag. So it doesn't, I don't know where they got them, but they're not updated.
Oh, man.
I'm sure, you know, their heart hopefully was in the right place, but just donate the money, guys.
Okay.
Just do it.
All right. Well, the city has yet to publicly comment on the criticism of the trucks.
Oh.
So if you see a Pride garbage truck in your area.
Beep, beep. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, good luck.
I think that's all we can say. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's not the first time we've seen an NFL player come out, but this is the first active player to come out. Producer Jesse, I want to make sure I get his name correct. It is...
Carl Nassib.
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 So Carl Nassib, on his Instagram yesterday, said, "Hey, I just want to take a quick moment to check in and say, I'm gay. Been meaning to do this for a while, but I finally felt comfortable getting it off my chest. Really, I have the best life, the best family, the best friends, and the best job a guy can ask for. I'm a pretty private person, and I'm not doing this for attention. But I thought the visibility and representation were so important."
And he gets right to it. I love that in the Instagram video. You should check it out. He just comes out and says it immediately. And he says that he's a private guy, but he wanted to make sure, again, visibility. He also made a $100,000 donation to the Trevor Project,
which
is an amazing toll-free line based in the U.S. They offer trained counselors. It's anonymous, and they help with suicide prevention within the LGBTQ plus community. Like, such an essential service.
Let me ask you this, and I've asked you this a couple times, and I think in a couple different ways, but you grow up, and I think the best way that you've described it to me anyway, Jax, personally, and this can be different for everybody, is that you knew you were different. You knew something was different.
There was something a little bit different. And you express yourself in so many different ways and try to fill that void in so many different ways. And you think, maybe I'm just off in all these different ways. And then when it finally clicks, it finally clicks. And there is nothing like living authentically. And
right.
I can't wait for his future.
The question I was going to ask, though, is if you're a little boy, a little girl, and you're playing sports, and you're especially playing football, which is traditionally been seen as a masculine,
rough,
and it is a rough sport.
It's probably terrifying to come out in.
And you see, and you know, and let's be honest here, gay men, especially, are considered mostly effeminate, which is completely wrong, and not something that's a stereotype.
Absolutely.
You see something like this come out. How do you think it feels for people that maybe aren't comfortable yet, maybe are figuring themselves out, maybe you're very young, maybe you're just not ready to tell their family and friends?
I think the overall feeling would be it's instilling hope, because I can do both of these things that I love. You know, I can love who I love, and I can also play the sport that I love. And that is so important. And like I said, living authentically while also doing what you want as a career is so cool. So hopefully this is going to put some hope into those younger kids that aren't sure whether they can express themselves while, you know, doing what they want to do.
Yes.
Yeah. I get goosebumps, because this is going to inspire a whole generation of young athletes to live as the way they are.
And that's what we want.
Yes.
And if that's you, it's what we want for you too. Happy Pride. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, it may be a little bit cold today, but it's going to be hot and wet this summer. So models are currently showing that we're going to have an even hotter and wetter summer than normal. July and August are going to be really, really, really warm and really sticky and humid. So we're expecting not only super hot temperatures, but also just like ongoing thunderstorms all summer long. And it's crazy, Adam Wilde, because I had said this a couple months ago, according to the Farmer's Almanac, and you didn't believe me.
Why?
But now it's now it's Environment Canada specialists.
Right. Science. Yeah. Science people. I like science people. I'm a science people person.
The Farmer's Almanac are scientists.
Listen, and I bet you believe that getting the vax gets your key attached to your forehead.
Don't you dare.
I mean, if we're talking apples to apples here, Jax.
Just because I believe in the almanac does not make me an anti-vaxxer, okay? So we may not be knowing when the new Drake album's coming out, but we know it's probably going to have another collaboration with Rick Ross. So he was doing an interview with Complex, and Rick Ross said, you know, I'm not going to say exactly that it's happening, but we may have spoken within the last 48 hours, but it's only so much that I can say other than this. This is the closest or the realest he's ever been. I'm loving what he's doing right now. He's wrapping up his project, aka should be out soon, and I'm in the same place. So timing is everything, and everything is aligning. Rick Ross and Drake hopefully putting out.
I kind of like that. I'm very excited.
I'm not
Rick
upset
Ross
about
that. Who mows his own lawn.
I know, to save $1 million a year. Like, so random. And Cardi B has confirmed that she is going to be in Fast 9. So vroom vroom, get your cars ready. According to Vin Diesel, it is going to be happening. He said that we are very much excited to evolve her character and to expand it to the finale, and that she made it just in time. She came in Fast 9 just in time. She's perfect for the role.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I love that. I can't wait for that.
That's going to be fun to see her in an acting role.
She's something. I don't know about those movies, but she's something. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Now, we got a text from Alliston going, where's TJ? Is TJ okay? These are two very different questions.
Yeah.
Number one, yes, TJ is on vacation. Number two, is he okay?
Who knows?
I don't know. He's the international man of mystery, our
Who
TJ.
Who knows?
Key word for the summer side hustle. You just heard Richard Costa win $1,000. If you want to be just like him, keyword for you, 8 o'clock right now. It's topic. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Oh, ghosted right now is the best. We're at a lockdown and people are meeting up. The problem is, like I said last week, you meet up in person and then you get ghosted. It hurts more, which brings us to you, Amelia. This story starts really, really great. So can you start us off with Hinge?
Yeah, it was one of those matches, you know, when it's like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday and you're just, the other person's also lying in their bed, just swiping away.
Yep.
Okay, so it was kind of like that because she immediately messaged me and we started talking.
Cute.
But, you know, eventually we said, screw it, let's meet up this weekend and go get some drinks. So the first date was on a patio 2 weeks ago in Port Credit.
Living.
And yeah, and she's telling me all about what she was looking for. You know, she really was very clear about what she wants out of a relationship, things that she likes, doesn't like, you know, very open, very honest. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, this is so hot. Like, she's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, no one does that.
No, being direct is so sexy.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought the whole date went really, really well. Like, and honestly, we didn't drink too much. We both had a similar amount of drinks. We cut it off before it got a little too sloppy.
That's good. That's
we
good.
Had a good time. Yeah, so it wasn't that. And, you know, after the date, I waited, you know, the next day, and I sent her a little text, told her how great of a time that I had and can't wait to see her again. But then she didn't respond, and I'm so confused.
I was going to ask if somebody got a little drunk and said something stuff, but I guess not. So, you know what? I mean, we could sit here all day speculating, or we can make the phone call. So that's what we're going to do. One song. We'll be back. We'll make the call.
Great.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
If you missed Amelia's story, well, I mean, it's everybody's story, right? You meet on Hinge, you're talking, and yours was kind of cool, Amelia, because it's like it's 10 o'clock on like a Tuesday, and you guys are like, hey, you're also in bed just cruising Hinge, huh?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously you guys went out. You said she was very clear and focused in her goals, which is rare, and that's awesome.
Yes, it was so hot.
And telling you about it, like, I find that so sexy, being like upfront and direct about it.
Here's what I want. Here's what I don't want. Yeah. I like that. So then, of course, after the date goes super well, and you guys are in like the poor credit area, you hear nothing back.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So then we're going to give her a call and we're going to find out. The quick thing I want to ask you, which I ask everybody, is are you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Because obviously sometimes they're harsh.
Yes. I think everything went really well. So I want to know what happened.
Okay. Let's call Rebecca.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
Rebecca, Adam Wilde, TJ, who is not here, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi. What's up?
What's up with you?
Jax, whoa. Okay, all right. So we do want to know what's up with you on behalf of someone else. We understand that you ghosted someone recently by the name of Amelia. And we were wondering if you might be able to tell us why.
Okay. Can I know why you need this information?
Well, we're kind of just inquiring, but there may be a gift for you at the end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that complicated or anything crazy. After the date, I was weirded out by the painting that she sent me. Like, I mean, we had a lovely time, actually, and everything. And I mean, she's really a great person.
Just going to interrupt you there for a second.
A painting.
Did you say she sent you a painting?
Yes, a painting.
That she made?
To me. Mm-hmm.
And
okay, but you have to be clearer. I'm a painter, so it's not weird.
Okay, all right. Hey, gay.
Nobody plays by the rules anymore.
Okay. All right. So, Rebecca, obviously, Amelia has been listening. Amelia, do you want to explain the painting thing? What was in the painting?
Well, I'm a wedding photographer and I also paint portraits on the side. So I made a portrait of Rebecca after our date to capture the moment, you know, it was something small. It's not a big deal. And I sent it to her, and I guess now I know why she was all scared away. Even though in my defense, every girl I've ever dated loved my paintings.
Look, even by gay standards, that's coming on really strong. That's a lot.
I mean, Rebecca, you could look at it like this. You were a gigantic splash of inspiration.
Yeah. Oh. No, yeah. Don't. Yeah.
Right?
But
it was just honestly a little weird. It was just to get texted that the next morning at 10 a.m. by somebody that you just met once. Like, it was just, you know,
abrupt, a lot.
Weird. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, but we had a great time, though. We had a great time. And I mean, you got a free portrait. I've never heard anyone complain about that.
True.
Spoken like a true wedding photographer. Yeah. I didn't even watermark it. So okay. All right. So the thing, Rebecca, and all of this that we are trying to do, hopefully, is reconnect the two of you if you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's only if you're comfortable. So there's no wrong answers here, but we would be willing to offer or pick up the bill for your second date, whatever that would be. Or if you want to just a refresh of the first date, however you want to qualify that. Yeah, we're willing to do this, but you have to be willing to do this and you have to be comfortable doing this. And we want to check in and see if you are.
Yeah, I mean, I do really like you, Amelia. I like you a lot. And I wish we could take everything down a notch.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
That would be great.
But look, this like is communication.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I feel like the painting was a little surprising, and then now I'm on the radio.
Yeah, this has been a little extra.
It's a bit much, but I would love to go on a second date.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yay! I'm wondering if your closeness to weddings in general, Amelia, if that kind of throws off your gauge a little bit, right? Because you see love in its like fullest form.
You're in a different world
all the time, and the rest of us are like, does that even exist? So I wonder if that had something to do with it. You know what I mean?
Of course, of course. I'm a hopeless romantic, and you know,
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. However this goes, whether it's girlfriends or just friends, whatever, we're so happy for both of you. We can't wait to get the bill and keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to imagine that your friend says to you, listen, I'm going to rent a mansion with your ex-wife and her new husband, and then we're going to have dinner.
Oh.
That's a conversation, right?
Oh, definitely a conversation.
I don't know what Alex Rodriguez is up to, but he's up to weird things. So I guess he hung out with his ex-wife, which is kind of nice, and their daughters, and his his ex-wife's new husband. He also, I believe, was seen out with Ben Affleck's ex the other week.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right. So it's not weird at all. And it's funny because people are making a lot of this story. I actually think this is kind of nice because they have kids together.
Yeah, co-parenting.
And it's good co-parenting, right? That's awesome. He rented an entire mansion to do it.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you that. Okay, so I told you that story to tell you this story. When we talked about this morning in studio, and I'm bringing producer Jesse on for this one as well, somebody in the studio said, hey, I'm doing the same thing probably at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And that would be you, Jax.
Yeah, I keep very close with all of my exes. And this summer, hopefully, knock on wood, I'm going to go back to Nova Scotia. And I'm planning to go see, like, I'm going to go, my ex-girlfriend, Brinley, I'm planning to go see her. She just bought a new house on the South Shore. Very proud of her. So I'm going to go there, spend a night, you know, do breakfast and lunch, have dinner with her and her husband. Yeah.
You're just going to hang.
Yeah, I love
her. What are you guys going to do?
I don't know, just hang out. I love her and her husband. Her husband's a sweetheart.
Jesse, how many exes do you talk to?
Oh.
Regularly.
Zero.
How many friends do you have that you'd legitimately be like, I can go stay at their house?
Exes?
No, just friends in general.
Oh, quite a few.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I've got maybe six. Okay? None of them are people that I slept with. None of them.
I would say 85% of my exes I could call right now and be like, I'm coming to see you. Can I stay at your house?
This
with
is
you
just,
and your partner.
Sometimes I with you, I just don't know how you do it.
It's just
Any of your relationships end in anger? Is there any sort of like ever any angst or heartbreak? What happens?
Especially
there?
Like earlier in my 20s, like it was definitely messy, but like
how did you and Brinley end? Were you guys
how did Brinley and I end?
Yeah.
We just had enough of each other, I think.
Okay.
It was definitely like it wasn't like no relationship I think ends like totally amicable and like good. But no, yeah. And then about a week and a half after she moved out, she came back to a party. Like I had a party at my house, yeah. I don't know, and maybe it's like a female-female dynamic, but like especially like when I date, like my exes and I are friends, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's a female dynamic.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. There are some people that are like that, and I want to say this. I'm laughing, but I really respect it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, on paper, like I recognize how weird it is.
You do? You get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But and I still love it.
Your new girlfriend doesn't think anything
of it? Oh, no, she thinks the same. It's cool.
Yeah. All right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
I've been wrong about this for about 7 months, but the Drake album could be coming.
This is great.
Soon. Okay. Hang on a second. So Rick Ross has confirmed that he is doing a collaboration with Drake pretty much. Now, he did have a collaboration just a couple months, which will probably be on the new album. But he said in a recent interview with Complex that, he's going to be working with him. And he said, like, super coyly, we may have spoken within the last 48 hours. But I can't say much more than this is the closest or the realest that he's ever been. He's wrapping up his project, a.k.a. Certified Lover Boy should be coming out hopefully soon, though I don't know when, and I'm always wrong about it. And Rick Ross said he's also in the same space. So timing is everything, and everything is aligning. So at least we know one thing, and that's he's going to collab again with Rick Ross. Some big allegations and interviews coming out of The Bachelorette. I don't know if you've seen this going down. So 4 months after officially ending her contract with ABC's The Bachelor, former Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay is opening up about her experience and kind of the environment.
And she was the first Black Bachelor.
Yeah, and she's, I mean, she's been outspoken. She's done so many interviews, and she's quite wonderful. She said the franchise has spent 19 years cultivating a toxic audience. They have consistently and constantly given it a product that it wants, a Midwestern, Southern, white, blonde, light-eyed Christian. I thought I could change the Bachelor franchise from within until I realized that I was their token. And hurts, you know, speaking on tokenization and everything like that, that's quite brave.
I don't think everybody knows what tokenization means.
Sorry, tokenization, you know, she just said, I realized that I was their token, is like, hey, we're going to put a Black person on the show. Or we're gonna
right, it's like when you see a mid-90s sitcom and there's one Black
exactly,
person in the cast.
Or, hey, here's an Asian uncle, or here's a gay character. That's tokenization. And, you know, everybody from shows to companies to brands do it. And so she's calling out the toxic situations in there. And I think, hope she's going to continue.
You know, I think that there is... I mean, obviously, Chris Harrison was fired as the host because he was defending Confederate monuments, which is a whole issue in and of itself. But I think, you know, what they have done with the Bachelor franchise, unfortunately, is they cultivated an audience at the beginning that was, and they found their audience. Their audience was Midwestern Christians.
Yep.
And then they continued to keep going with that and going with that and going with that when not opening up the casting to anything else because they were afraid to alienate the Midwestern Christian audience that followed The Bachelorette. And that is, or The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. And so that is the issue that you face is that now you've got 19, 20 years and many multiple seasons of a bunch of white people.
And a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah.
And also just to correct myself, tokenism, not tokenization. I made it sound
tokenism.
I made it sound kind of like a robot. So we are celebrating Pride all week long. And each morning, I love this, we're going to be amplifying a voice in the community. Now, today I want to introduce you to non-binary musician Mint Simon. We had like an absolute blast, Adam, chatting last week on Zoom. We chatted about, you know, what Pride means to them, their journey, and that coming out isn't necessarily like a one-time thing. It's a process.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I'm kind of coming out again this year because I kind of just decided to use neutral pronouns and really realized that I was, I mean, I always knew that I was fluid, but really decided to live authentically. I thought I was living authentically, but there was just something, you know, it took being alone for a year and a half in this wild world that we've been living in to really have the time to think about it and be like, life's short. How do I want to exist in the world? And it's scary, but like, so much better than hiding.
I absolutely love it. So you can hear that full chat with them as a bunch more. We're going to be releasing them all week long, 99.9virginradio.ca. And happy Pride. These conversations are just so wonderful.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, baby.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, Ariana Grande.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You may not know this name, But what he's just done is actually quite important, especially considering that it is Pride Month. Producer Jesse, the name, because I don't want to mispronounce it.
Carl Nassib.
And he is a?
NFL player.
For?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
That's right. Now, what do you associate, Jax, not being the biggest sports fan, what do you associate with football?
Masculinity.
Okay.
And really, yeah, sometimes very toxic masculinity.
Okay, all right. All right, and then on the good side.
And great bums.
Great bums, great bums. On the good side.
Great bums and toxic masculinity. Yeah.
Well, it is a very sort of, you know, football in general is just a masculine game,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It is very, very tough, brutal, violent sport.
And hard
also
sport. Yeah.
A fantastic watch. Big Steelers fan.
Go Leafs.
But Carl did something really amazing. He threw up on his Instagram just randomly. He's 28 years old. He's like, I just wanted to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay.
Yep.
He said, I've been meaning to do this for a while, but finally felt comfortable to get it off my chest. I really have the best life, the best family, friends, and a job that a guy can ask for. I'm a pretty private person. So I hope you guys know I'm not really doing this for the attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. And that's interesting because, you know, for so long, and I think it's especially true for gay men, is that they are seen as effeminate.
Yes. Yeah.
And incapable of doing quote unquote masculine things.
Yeah, they're seen as weaker.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a weakness thing.
And, if I may, the same can be said for lesbians, but in reverse.
Absolutely,
oftentimes people are, well, you know, the term is...
A butch lesbian. And there's there's a huge community of feminine lesbians. You know, it's like humans. We all come in shapes and forms.
Spectrum.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, this is huge as well because he announced not only is he gay, and I love, like, if you watch the Instagram video, we have it posted, actually, on our Instagram. He got right to it. He's like, hey, I'm here to tell you I'm gay. And he is a private person, but he was there to not only, like you said, spread the word and, you know, be more visible, but he also gave $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which is this just beautiful organization in the States that is anonymous. It's a hotline. It's a suicide prevention hotline for folks in the LGBTQ plus community. And he's like, here's my money. Here's my truth, and like, let's move on. I love that.
Well, and I think what's important here too is that in the past when this has happened, it has turned into a bit of a media circus.
Yeah.
And you know, I think what really, and this is from an outsider looking in, especially when it comes to sports, but you want people to just be in those positions and it be not a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what we're aiming for, right? That it's just equality.
Yeah.
We're looking for, you know, he's an NFL player.
Yep.
Happens to be gay.
Yeah.
This is something that is brand new to us now. It's always existed. Mm-hmm. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
But what I find very interesting about this is how, you know, he put his money where his mouth was.
Yep, I love that.
And he's going to go back to just going to work.
And that's probably such a humongous weight off of his shoulders. And like living authentically, there's no monetary.
If you're out to your friends, you're out to your family, but you're not like maybe a couple of friends, maybe a couple of family. You know, you just got, there's that little inner circle that knows and you haven't really told anybody else. When you do tell everybody else, when that just becomes, okay, now I'm just out with it. What's the change? How does your life change?
Well, in parts of that, if you're only out, you know, out of the closet to certain members of your life, it's a secret life. It's a double life. And like those kind of lives are very, very, very hard to manage because you feel like you're lying. You're not living authentically. So I can't imagine, because I'm sure that some people in his life probably knew. I can't imagine, like, now he has nothing to hide and he can just sleep a little bit better, live a little lighter. And I also want to say, if you wonder, if you've asked yourself, well, why do we need pride? Go to the comment sections of these sort of things, because that is why we need pride. Like, we're here celebrating him and a lot of people aren't. So we're just sending him love and strength and just a beautiful job. Such a brave dude.
Incredible. Yeah. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you were me, you'd be upset. If you were me, you'd be upset about this.
Here we go.
No. You would. Now, I'm looking at the text messages here, and the question I had for you was, who do you think on this show, who is currently here this week, because TJ's on vacation, can talk themselves out of a parking ticket? And everybody, with the exception of one dummy who picked me, said Jax. And actually, there's a couple of people that said producer Jesse as well.
Yeah.
Nah.
And you know what? I think you could talk yourself out of a ticket as well.
You're so
you
hot.
So?
You're so hot. You definitely could.
Just bat my eyelashes.
Yeah, well, that's what Jax did. Now, here's the thing. I left work yesterday, had a ticket on my dash, okay? And I guess that this was the first day, because we've been parking outside of the station.
Yeah.
And this is the first day that they've started to actually, you know, like ticket people parked in the wrong spots. We park here because it's early and there's nobody downtown and it's no big deal.
It's so
and
quick
for the
and
entire pandemic, for 18 months, it hasn't been a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, $100 ticket.
Yeah.
Jerk move, parking. Jerk move. Anyway.
I'm so mad.
So
you did it.
Now, here's the thing. So did Jax. But Jax, Jesse, can you explain what happened? And the video, by the way, if you want to see proof, is at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram right now.
Go ahead, Jesse, because I'm going to explain myself in a few minutes here.
Yeah, the window in the studio overlooks where you guys illegally parked. So we saw the ticket, the police officer come up and start writing a ticket for Jax's vehicle, and she sprints out to the car, and she runs up to him, and she starts talking to him, and all of a sudden, he's smiling, and he turns, and he walks away, and he puts the ticket in his pocket. Jackson, you explain what you told him.
So I flew like a bat out of hell out of the studios, and I ran around the corner, and I had my mask on, and I was screaming, stop, stop, because I didn't want the ticket. And just as I was taking off the mask, he said, Jax? Because he listens to the show. He knows our show. And I was like, yes. And so we got to talking, and he was saying that his wife won a contest one time, and that he listens to the show, and we were having a great chat, and asked about the Maritimes. And I said, can you please not give me a ticket? He said, not a problem. And I want to explain myself, because, Adam, you were already gone. And you got your ticket.
No, I wasn't gone. I wasn't gone because I was in the bathroom because he gave me a ticket. Across the street, not 10 feet away from yours, gets a $100 ticket. And you didn't talk him
so
out of that.
He asked me, he said, are either of the boys here?
Yes.
Do you want to get them out of it? And I looked around and I couldn't see your ugly car. Okay,
I have a gigantic black Honda pickup. It's not hard to see.
I was looking for your car. Okay. So I looked for the truck and I couldn't find it. And then I said, no, they're not here. So, and I made him take the ticket away from Jamar on Chum.
This is where, so Jamar on Chum didn't get one, but I did. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I want to say. All right. The part of the story that I do not believe here is that you looked around and checked for the other car.
I did.
I don't believe that.
She did.
No, I did.
No.
I did.
And in the video evidence, it doesn't show does it?
No, and I was going to say, because you have a car and an old weird car and a truck, and I thought you drove the old weird car here.
Okay.
And so I looked for it and I couldn't find it.
Okay,
and
my old weird car, my Mustang, is very distinctive.
I know, but it wasn't out there.
So is my gigantic black truck.
All trucks look the same. All trucks look the same.
Yes, you made no effort to find the other
car. Thank you, producer.
You know what? You know what?
Thank you.
No, I'm just looking over Jamar and I, okay?
So here's what we want you to do, okay? So there's a couple things. First off,
I tried.
Is Jax a bad friend? 999-999.
Oh my God.
Number two, I actually do want to know if you've been able to ever talk yourself out of a ticket and what strategy you used.
And did you help your friends?
And did you help your friends too?
I tried.
And number three, this is a lot to ask of you this early in the morning, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Go to Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram, okay? And you tell me if at any point in the footage you see Jax checking around to see if my car is here. You just check and see.
I looked.
I think she, here's the thing.
I love you.
I think she's fibbing.
No, I'm not.
I think there's a bit of a fib happening here.
No, I can't.
And I just want to get your opinion on it.
I love.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, I could fire every button in this control room. It'll never work properly.
It's a hot remix, baby.
It is. So, the question is, 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. There's a couple here, okay? Mm-hmm. First off, we want to know when you've talked your way out of a ticket. Like this text we got, I once talked myself out of a speeding ticket. I told my officer to check my belly, and then I told him I was actually in labor on the way to the hospital.
Oh.
I don't think he believed me, but I also didn't get a ticket. And I think if you're a police officer in that particular instance, you don't want to be the guy who says, I didn't believe her, gave her the ticket, and then, you know.
Yeah, I think that you just play it safe.
So you just kind of go, okay.
Yeah, true.
But the other part of this is, Jax talked her way out of a ticket. My car was parked down the street in the same illegally parked zone as hers.
Okay.
Which we've been parking in for 18 months over the course of the pandemic.
And they just decided to start checking
them. And they just started to check down. My ticket was $100. She didn't get one. And then she's like, oh, I didn't see your car.
I have a big black pickup.
All trucks look the same.
All trucks look the same.
All right, now.
God.
Checking it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I was on my drive into work, and I pulled over to get Starbucks. And I was like, I'm going to watch this video. She looked very, very quickly. You saw her head go both ways.
Jessica?
No
Thank
way.
You. Yeah.
You see that, Jesse?
Maybe a little.
No way. No way. No, we're making stuff up for Jack.
Jessica's not lying.
Okay, if you've ever seen Jack's talk, she looks around anyway. She's a looker.
Don't lash out.
You're a looker.
She looks both ways, yeah. And then she, like, you could see her, like, leave the thing. I think she looks just maybe not super intensely.
Jessica, just say I looked. That's all you need to say.
So even if...
I love you, Jessica.
The truth really came out.
I hope you, it's a lesson learned.
Oh, I'll be challenging the ticket. I'm not even, I'm upset.
I'm going to go to court.
Yeah, I'm going
bad.
To court over this
I'm
one.
Bad.
Hey, thanks Jessica. For the call. You rock, Jessica.
Thank you.
If you want to check out the video like Jessica, by the way, it's at Virgin Radio Toronto. It's also on Twitter. Now, I don't blame the parking attendant one bit for this, by the way. He's doing his job, okay? His job is to do this.
And my job is to get out of it.
And your job is to get your friends out of it, too.
I tried.
A couple other text messages here about getting out of tickets. So, from Newmarket, I got caught going 110 at an 80 down a hill.
Oh, zippy.
That's fast. Cop pulled me over. Ooh. And I said I'd only gotten my G2 a few days prior, which was true. So I pulled I didn't know the gravity would make my car speed up while I was going down the hill. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. Excuse. Which I did not know was an excuse, yeah. But well done.
Yeah, okay.
So because I was a new driver, he dropped it to 10 over so I wouldn't lose points. Oh. Didn't necessarily get out of it, but I'll take it. And you know what? They're super good about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
The other one, one time I got pulled over for doing 80 in a 50 and my window was frozen shut. So I opened the door and I accidentally hit the cop with my door.
Uh-oh.
And then I just started crying so he didn't tick me.
I love to cry to get myself out of things.
Well, you know, I think, you know, Jax.
Yes, Adam.
I think, here's the thing. We're going to take another song here.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to find out on Instagram how many people have commented that you are a good friend and how many comment that you are not. Oh, you've looked already.
No, I looked for your truck and it's clear in the video. And I just,
it's really
I
not.
Just
it's
wish.
Not. Producer Jesse, who would for sure definitely not take my side if he didn't have to.
It's not clear.
Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. Go see it.
Okay, go see it. After Ariana Grande, we're coming back with the results.
Vote.
Of whether Jax is a bad friend
for
here or not,
truth.
Okay? It's a Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, we were just talking about how it's going to be a little chilly, but we are expecting a hotter and wetter than usual summer. That sounds odd, but it's true. So models are currently showing warmer than average temperatures for July, August, and September. And according to Environment Canada's senior climatologist, it's going to be quite muggy and kind of like, it's going to feel like a rainforest, they're essentially saying. Moisture-laden systems. So that's going to be happening all summer long. Like I said, today only going to be like 19 degrees, so enjoy it while you can, my friend. Cardi B is coming back for Fast and Furious 9.
Which I know you're going to watch.
I can't wait for that flick. I bet there'll be fast cars in it. Okay. But yeah, Cardi B has signed on. Vin Diesel has said like she was the perfect fit for the role and she feels immediately like family. She hasn't responded to it exactly yet, but they have said that she's going to be in the final movie and that they really couldn't have it without her, which I absolutely
That's
love.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Brand new Drake album should be coming out soon. I keep on saying that and jinxing it, so hopefully it will. Rick Ross has confirmed that he will actually have another collaboration on there with him, Certified Lover Boy. Not exactly sure when the album's coming out, but Rick Ross said, we may have spoken within the last 48 hours, but I can only say so much. This is the closest and realest he's ever been. Drake's wrapping up his project. I'm in the same space, so timing is aligning and everything. Hopefully, Certified Lover Boy comes out before 2025. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, we have a Google Smart Home Mini to hook you up with. After this song, we're going to tell you what producer Jesse's got in store for trivia.
Woo!
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's time for trivia. Google Smart Home Mini for you. Get ready. Now, producer Jesse.
Yes.
Before anybody could make a rational decision on who to pick to win this game, because this is how you win trivia, you have to pick Jax or I to win. What are we doing?
Today is Meryl Streep's 72nd birthday. So we're going to be doing Meryl Streep trivia.
Meryl Streep trivia.
I mean, if there's one show that'll that can do it, it's us.
Oh,
I'd
yeah,
say.
No kidding.
I love Meryl Streep.
So who do you think it's going to be? Is it Jax or me? 999-999. Jesse, take it away.
In 1999, Meryl Streep made a guest appearance on King of the Hill. This question is for you, Adam.
Oh, no.
1999 was also the year of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
Name the late first host of Millionaire.
Oh. Regis Philbin.
Correct.
Hey! All right.
To point, Adam. Woo! Jax, all right. You're up.
Sorry, it's my first time using the bell, and I love it.
Yeah, let's take it easy on the bell over there.
In one of her most famous roles, Meryl Streep played Miranda Priestly in Devil's Wear Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Who played her co-star?
Anne Hathaway.
Correct!
Oh! Yay! Well done, well done.
Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep was born in the state of New Jersey. In what city is New Jersey's international airport?
Newark.
Correct!
Yay! I only know that because I take it from Billy Bishop.
It's also cheaper to go through there.
Shout out Billy Bishop. Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere, but you know,
BB.
Whatever.
Jax, you're up.
Yeah.
In 1983, Meryl Streep won the Best Actress Award for her performance in Sophie's Choice.
Okay.
Ooh. Name Sofia Vergara's character in Modern Family.
No. What is this?
Oh, my. Gloria. No, Gloria. Gloria.
That's correct!
Yay!
This is not. This is Meryl Streep adjacent trivia, okay?
Inspired trivia.
Yeah.
Adam Wilde, you're back up.
I'm ready.
Meryl Streep's first name is not Meryl. It is actually Mary. In the nursery rhyme, Mary had a little lamb. Where did Mary's little lamb follow her one day?
I followed her home?
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
It followed her to school one day.
Okay, sorry. I don't do nursery rhymes. I know I have a child. I don't do nursery rhymes.
Come on.
I'm still reading Brown Bear, Brown Bear. What do you see? Sorry, go continue.
Jax, this is for the win.
All right.
If you get this, you win.
How many followers does Meryl Streep have?
Meryl Streep played Perry's mother on the HBO hit Big Little Lies. On what streaming service can you find Big Little Lies and other HBO content in Canada?
I'm so upset with you both right now. This is unfair!
Well, as a Big Little Lies fan and also a fan of the building we work in, that would be Crave!
Yay, Jacqueline!
Should be mentioned that Crave is a subsidiary of Bell Media, which also owns Virgin Radio.
What are you mad?
I'm upset with you both right now. That was unfair. Yeah, Jax won. Okay, so if you pick Jax...
TJ be so mad right now.
I know what it's like to be TJ now. If you pick Jax, we're calling you back. Here's Elijah Woods, Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, they say February is the love month because of Valentine's Day, but I don't believe that. It's Pride Month in June, and it's also like the official start of wedding season.
Yeah.
And then this is when all like the, you know, in a normal time, there'd be like wedding trade shows and everything kind of comes out. It's bridal this, bridal that.
Yeah.
Which brings us to something we were talking about yesterday. And it was a little bit about the places in Toronto you want to propose to. Or you want to propose them to. So like Casa Loma was there, Hotel X. The most romantic spots, the Scarborough Bluffs, things like that. You get a great picture. You get something, you know, like a really nice memory, that sort of thing. Now, producer Jesse said off the air something very, very interesting.
Yes, because you did.
I was actually asking Jax and Jesse if they were in the position. Both of them are in, you know, rather longer term relationships. Jesse, especially, you own a condo with your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's about 3 years next month.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I remember it took him like a year to even tell me he was dating someone.
I love she's Gabby so
Gabby
much.
Is the best. I don't know why you kept
she's
her secret.
So good.
But now, my question to you was what?
When is it happening?
Are you guys going to propose? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Right? Is that a thing? And you said you got some challenges with that.
Yeah, because it's a conversation we've had a couple of times, obviously. Yeah. And I've been barred from proposing for in certain months of the year. So Gabby's idea is that I'm not allowed to double up on certain milestones throughout the year. So I'm not allowed to propose in January because of New Year's, February, Valentine's Day. April is my birthday. June is
her birthday.
July is our anniversary. And then December's Christmas.
Does Halloween count for October?
No.
Okay.
So October is an open month. That's free.
Oh, okay.
So I've been left with like 6 months-ish that I'm allowed to propose if that happens.
So like, banned what? From January, February, April, June, July, December. I'm surprised Halloween does not count in that. That is very interesting.
And from my perspective, I wouldn't want to do like a November, October proposal.
No, probably
that's
not.
Like, it's dark and cold.
Yeah.
So even and
November,
sad,
November kind of sucks. Let's be honest.
I'm left with like August.
Okay, August
May
is a great month. I'm left with August, the hottest and most wonderful month. Propose in August. I dare you to do it this August. So I can celebrate something.
Okay. What do you mean? There'll be lots to celebrate. We'll be able to cross the border and do fun stuff.
I'll believe it when
but
I see it.
All right. Is this a normal thing?
Well, yeah, and beyond that.
It definitely is, especially for women. I'm just going to say it, sorry.
Okay, well, tell us why.
Because I think that women are pickier when they want to be proposed to, especially okay. if you're like, you know, doing it traditionally. I think so. Like, I know, I will say that my friend Christina, I think, was very particular on when she wanted to be proposed to.
And what were her caveats?
She wanted a summer. She wanted like a midsummer proposal. And it's also because it doesn't get in the way of anniversaries and birthdays. That's the biggest thing. And I've heard that from quite a few women.
Interesting.
So I would suggest listening to them, because that's that's what's going to make them the happiest, and that's most important.
So I wanted to ask this because I had never heard that. Now, I have heard, don't do it on the date. Don't propose on Valentine's Day. Don't propose on Christmas in yeah. front of my family. It's not romantic. Yeah. Don't propose on my birthday. I want it to be its own day. Mm-hmm. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. What I don't get is the entire month around it. So I wanted to know what obstacles you put up, or if you were doing the proposing, yeah. the ones you had to face so that your partner would be satisfied with the proposal. And we'll probably get some text messages who say, well, they should just be happy and then anyone wants to get married.
That's
you know
not
what?
The game
That's
we're playing.
Not the
That's
game
not
we're playing.
That's not what we're talking about.
If that is you, congratulations. Yeah, but we want to know is when, you know, you were a little bit difficult about it, but you know what? You did it because you wanted to make you
That's
happy,
fair.
And there's
That's
nothing
fair.
Wrong with that. Mm-hmm. So 999-99 to text or 416-872-9999. We want to know from you. The hoops that you had to jump through, or the hoops you put up to say, yeah, you want to marry me? Well, you're going to have to do these five things. Good luck. I want to see if anybody can outdo Gabby. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You wanted to get engaged, but there are requirements. There are hoops.
Rules and regulations.
For instance, producer Jesse cannot propose, and he hasn't proposed, by the way, but cannot.
But he's gonna.
January, February, April, June, July, and December, because New Year's, Valentine's Day, Jesse's birthday, his girlfriend Gabby's birthday is in June. July is what?
Our anniversary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then December's Christmas. So that's...
Go for August, bud.
Yeah,
August. What are you
and
doing?
It has to be in the summer, right? Because you don't want to do it in the fall, like October,
yeah.
November.
I don't want to do it in November.
Okay,
October,
so
it yeah.
looks like August this year is going to be a real interesting
Woo!
Watch on Instagram.
Yeah.
So we wanted to ask you what the hoops were that you had to kind of go through to get engaged. Now, Nadia in Bolton said, my boyfriend always joked that he was going to propose to me at a Raptors game. And I believed him enough that I told his mother that if he did, I would walk off court. So she spoke to him. And I actually don't think the Raptors do proposals.
No.
Like, I'm pretty sure. I think he was just messing with her. Because no one likes them. Like, I know, like,
oh,
no one...
Oh, no. There are people that like very public proposals, for
like,
sure.
Really? I don't think anybody in attendance likes it, though. They're like,
oh,
oh
no, absolutely not.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom now. Like, it's sort of like,
it's
whatever.
It's like kiss cam when you're, like, just out of a breakup. You're like, I don't want to see this. Yeah.
The next one, Omar in Scarborough said, hey, my husband told me if I proposed on birthdays, Xmas, or even a rainy day, the answer would be no. So I waited...
A rainy day?
Yeah. I guess, you know, like rain on your wedding day, that whole thing.
Yeah, but what if you're like ready to go and then it's raining?
So
you can't control Jack, the weather.
Why are you debating me
you
on this? I
the
don't
weather.
Know. Well, and this is the funny part of the story because he said, so I waited and it only started raining an hour after he said yes. So ha, ha, ha. Just saying.
You know what? I'm going to start putting stipulations in like that. Like, you can't propose to me when it's cloudy.
Yeah. Well, there's one from Oshawa here, too. Hey, I've been dating my now fiance for over 15 years. We met in high school. I got pregnant last year after 14 years of dating, and I told him he better not do it while I was pregnant, as I didn't want it to look like we just got engaged and I was pregnant. Well, of course, he does it at the gender
like,
reveal.
Stop it.
But I still said yes. I mean, if you're 15 years in... And you're a kid in. You're in.
Yeah, but you can also, if you're 15 years in, you can wait.
Okay, no. Like, now, Jax.
Yeah.
We're not sure with you.
What does that mean?
We're not sure with you.
What does that mean?
When this is going to happen. But no. I really like Michelle, so I hope it does.
Yeah.
So here's my question to you.
Okay.
What do you think the circumstances will have to be?
I think because she's a troll. Like she likes to razz me and troll me. I think she'll propose to me when I least expect it. And
really?
She'll do it publicly.
Really? Just,
yeah.
Because you hate it.
Because I hate it. And she'll want to have the ultimate troll. Like, I'll hate it, but I'll love it.
How public will it be? Like, I know, because Michelle is, she's a bit
funny.
Of a rascal.
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of public are we talking here? Are we talking... We're talking at a game. Oh, producer Jesse, yes.
Weekly, Jax does a hit on national TV.
I know.
On CTV.
Oh, on your morning.
What if she does it on your morning?
I would say no. No, she's too shy to do that. She won't get on TV. She hates even having her picture taken. She won't.
That's what you
I
think.
I hope to God she won't do that. Oh. I'd be mad.
We could do a pre-recorded segment so she doesn't have to feel like we can help out with that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I'll leave media. I will.
Jax is gone. Why? She was proposed to.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.